Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Timm, and my guest today is Andrew Schultz. Andrew is the executive director of the Minot Area Recovery Community Organization, better known as MARCO. Andrew, I'd like you to tell people a little about MARCO, and I think when people hear the word recovery, they're always thinking flood.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you for having me on the show. MARCO was founded in January of 2019 by the city of Minot, and what we're tasked with doing is studying and coordinating our local treatment resources within 100 miles of Minot. And where needed, we find where the gaps in those kinds of services are, and then assisting in the development of those resources to fill those gaps. Now, that's just a whole lot of words. What it really means is we are what I would consider to be a social front line against our local drug addiction and alcohol addiction epidemic. So we will refer people for services. We're also establishing a network of residential housing groups, local employers, even attorneys to assist with child support cases if you can't get your license back because of that. Basically, we're interested in helping people solve their life problems so they can avoid the triggers that lead to relapse.
Andrew, I know the city didn't just pull you off the street and say, do you want to be executive director? Let's talk a little bit about your background.
Sure. Well, the one thing I want to clear up is that we're not affiliated with the city. We're an independent nonprofit whose original board members were appointed by the mayor's committee on addiction, but we are fully independent from the city. But my background is I'm a local criminal defense attorney, so I see drug cases and criminal charges that are the result of drug addiction. I see those every day. And growing up in Kentucky in the Appalachian Mountains in the 90s, I got to see those issues even as a child. So it's something that I've been familiar with my whole life.
When we're talking about recovery, again, we're talking about an addiction. Alcoholism is an addiction as well, too. And it always used to be considered the number one addiction in North Dakota. But the drugs have really come into North Dakota.
It seems that there's a period of time where it will be one drug, and then we get that situation figured out and it becomes another. When I first got to North Dakota, maybe 10 years ago, it was meth. And right around 2012, 2013, it turned into heroin. I mean, to me, addiction is addiction. But the difference between meth and heroin is so extreme. Meth is an upper, heroin's a downer. So moving from one drug to another drug, I mean, that's what's concerning to me. What I want to be able to do as the executive director of this group is to show people that you don't need to escape reality. Because our community, our social network, we do have the ability to make sure that everybody belongs and that those kinds of substances aren't necessary.
That's a great message, and I'm very happy to say that I've been fortunate that I have two children that have always avoided addiction, and I and my wife are clean people. And a lot of it is because of there are so many good things to do here in Minot. I always cringe when I hear people say there's nothing to do in Minot, but just our church activity alone is enough to keep us busy. You're also very active in your faith.
And that's true. That's true. I would consider myself more of a spiritual person. I believe that I have a personal relationship with God, but that doesn't have to manifest itself in belonging to any one denomination.
Oh, absolutely. The social front line for treatment. Explain the front line part of that again. When I think about a front line, I think of more of a deterrent, but in a way, we're talking about you're the front line once a need has been discovered. Is that correct?
That is right. What our group does is first and foremost is we receive. So someone comes to us and they say, I've been through the treatment or I'm looking for treatment. What do we do next? Well, if you're looking for treatment, we can refer you to any number of programs. If it's solution focused, if it's a 12-step program, residential inpatient somewhere, we can direct and refer based on what you're really looking for and what may suit your needs. But the real treasure of this group is what happens after that. Do you need a place to stay? Well, we have referrals for housing agencies and rental companies that will rent to people with felony backgrounds, employers that will hire people with criminal backgrounds, child support attorneys who can help with maybe reducing or reviewing a child support obligation and help clear up the arrearages so you can get your driver's license back, so you can drive to your new job, so you can avoid those things, avoid the triggers and the stresses of life that will get you right back to where you started. That's what we want to avoid.
Those are really big things, especially for somebody who is just coming out of incarceration. What about the people that come out of incarceration and they've got a big bill from being incarcerated, such as medical treatment while they were incarcerated and so forth? You're talking about having a problem because they don't have transportation or an apartment or whatever. I know that some people feel overwhelmed that they owe the county or whatever a substantial amount of money because of charges or costs incurred while incarcerated.
I happen to know a little bit about this area. The important thing to remember is information. If you owe somebody money, you're not going to jail for it. You can have your wages garnished. You can have money taken out of your bank account to pay for it, but you're not going back to jail because you owe money on a medical bill. So if there's anybody out there listening to this in that situation, I want you to know that you're not going to go to jail over this. There is a way through it. Contacting the people that you owe money, getting a payment schedule set up, you can do that. What we're about is making sure that people are always looking toward the future. And if you're always looking behind you because you can't get past it, that's what we want to avoid, because we want to keep you from getting back there.
Oh, that's a great plan. Also, we talked about Marco having a board that keeps control of things. And most people, when we think of a board, we think of a bunch of 70-year-old gray-haired men that are so out of touch with something like this. That's not true for the Marco board.
That's absolutely right. Right now we have 6 board members, and 4 of them are in long-term recovery. And as you would expect, we don't sit around in suits and puff cigars and make a bunch of decisions that you know, we don't consider who they affect. We are people who, day in and day out, we live this reality. One of our board members runs a sober living home for women. Another board member does a jail ministry. Another board member is an executive director of a group dedicated to helping people maintain their independence when they have disabilities. So, I mean, by and large, we're people who work for a living, but we work in the industry that this board applies to. And I myself, I'm a criminal defense attorney here in town. We've got another board member who I believe has been clean and sober for a couple of years. So if you're someone who's just starting out in your sobriety, you've already got someone on our board to relate to. And just to show our confidence in that kind of a process, he's our treasurer.
Wow.
we've got a fantastic group of people who are deeply committed to getting this done.
That's very impressive, Scott. Andrew.
It's all right. I have no problem people mistaking me for Scott. He's a great man.
Yeah. And of course, we're talking about Scott Burlingame, who is a director. Andrew, I'm not asking you for all the contact information, but give me a phone number. And what happens when somebody calls that phone number? Will they talk to a human?
Well, on the Facebook page right now, we have my phone number. So, yes, when you call that number, you're going to talk to me. And, I mean, if you've got a question, feel free to ask. If I don't know the answer to your question, I've got 6 people that I can text and call right away. I mean, we're an active board. We talk to each other outside of board meetings. We've got a text chain on all of our phones where we're all members. And if someone asks me a question that I don't know, I shoot out a mass text, and within a couple of minutes, everybody's got their input. So, I mean, yeah, if you have any questions, please call me. And if I don't know the answer, we'll find the answer.
So there is great communication, and it may be, from what you were saying, starts with the Facebook page.
That's right.
And they can get information about Marco and contact information on the Facebook page as
well.
That's
right. We also post relevant news articles, both local and national, that have to deal with the opioid crisis and addiction in general.
The Facebook page, if I just typed in Marco, M-A-R-C-O, would that help me find the page?
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking on my phone right now, and in your search bar, you can type in Marco, and it should pop up as Marco-Minot Recovery Community Organization. So it should be one of the first listings that pops up.
That's great to know. If somebody is currently incarcerated, they would just let the jailer know or whatever that they'd like to get in contact with you. But it doesn't have to be the person that needs the help. A family member or a loved one can also contact you to get the ball rolling.
Right. We are first and foremost an information organization. So you don't have to be someone who suffers from substance abuse disorder. You don't have to be a drug addict or someone in recovery. You can be a friend, a family member. Hey, I want to approach my friend or my neighbor who I know has a problem, but there are some things that I need to know before I do that. Sure, please give us a call.
That's great to know, because I was really shocked when I first heard that heroin was the thing here in Minot. You just don't expect that. In my age group, heroin's like the absolute worst thing that could happen to somebody.
Well, it's a morphine derivative. So what happened was, in the early 90s, they came out with a new drug called OxyContin. And OxyContin is a synthetic opioid. It's also a morphine derivative. So it was prescribed for pain pills over a number of years. It was prescribed for pain. People end up getting addicted to it. And because it's a regulated substance, people can charge more for it on the black market, drug dealers. So once people get hooked on pain pills and then their supply locally runs out, well, heroin's the next thing. And some of our dealers have been known to lace their heroin with fentanyl. And when you lace heroin with fentanyl, it becomes so much more dangerous. Fentanyl, I believe a lethal dose of fentanyl is enough to fit on the head of a penny, and I don't mean the head's side, I mean on the top of Abe Lincoln's head. That's it. That's all you need. If you chuck that stuff in a bunch of heroin, someone's going to be in trouble.
Yeah, and that's so scary, because these dealers, they don't have degrees in chemical engineering.
No. And see, heroin is so much cheaper than pills, and they sell it by points, which is tenths of a gram. So in an ounce of heroin, you have 280 points. And if you're selling it at $20 a point or $25 a point, you can make so much more money off of it than trying to track down OxyContin or oxycodone or hydrocodone or any of these other medical substances. You can go straight to heroin, and the dealers make so much more money at it.
Wow. Andrew, believe it or not, we've already burned up 15 minutes, so we're going to have to call it quits here, but perhaps you'd be willing to come back again.
I certainly would, and thank you very much for having me. It's great to always get a chance to talk about this stuff. The most important thing that we can do is make sure these kinds of problems are a thing of the past.
Absolutely. Again, look for that Facebook page. You can type in Marco, M-A-R-C-O, and that should get you to the right Facebook page. Thank you.
Thank you very much.